This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 21st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The airlines predict record passenger volume during the 12-day U.S. Thanksgiving holiday period, and weather forecasters predict many of those people will be late. During the day Wednesday, one of the single biggest travel days of the season, forecasters with the Weather Channel tell USA Today severe weather will spread from the Rocky Mountains to the Gulf of Mexico and east to Vermont. He adds that the storm will bring markedly colder temperatures and mostly rain as it heads east, but rain will turn to snow in Chicago and intense thunderstorms will hit the southeast U.S. Thankfully, the storm is not expected to reach the major East Coast airports until late Wednesday or early Thursday, and Thanksgiving Day itself is one of the season's most lightly traveled days. The airlines say passenger volume and weather are the two biggest factors in airline delays, but for flyers, the Transportation Security Administration is also a popular scapegoat. And it's getting more popular all the time in that regard. Complaints about the TSA have surged since May of this year. The Wall Street Journal reports that complaints to the TSA about security courtesy, procedures, processing time, and personal property fell during the first 5 months of the year, but jumped more than 9% in June over the previous year, then 88% higher in August, and 71% in September. TSA czar Kip Hawley says the explanation is simply that better customer service, more phone lines and bandwidth, and better software introduced in May have increased the TSA's capacity to receive complaints. The U.S. Department of Justice says Lockheed Martin Aeronautics shares blame for $20 million in overcharges for work on the F-22. The Dallas Morning News reports that Lockheed denied knowledge that Tools and Metals Incorporated was doctoring invoices to cover its inflated costs. On Monday, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, Richard Roper, called that claim unacceptable. Quote, "Government contractors are expected to take necessary steps to ensure that their claims for payment are accurate," unquote. Todd Brian Loftus, the former CEO of Tools and Metal, pleaded guilty in December 2005 to charges he conspired to defraud the government. He's already serving a 7-year sentence. Under the Federal False Claims Act, the government may recover 3 times its actual losses plus civil penalties. In this case, that's more than $60 million. It's unknown how much Lockheed's portion might ultimately be. Lockheed Martin says it is a victim of fraud itself and will vigorously defend itself against this lawsuit. The Department of Transportation says it's serious about the requirement for airlines to accurately disclose on-time figures. To demonstrate, DOT has made an example of Delta Airlines. On Monday, DOT assessed a civil penalty against Delta for failing to provide information on the on-time arrival performance of its flights when asked by consumers. The consent order is the third of its kind against airlines this year. Delta was ordered to cease and desist from further violations and pay a civil penalty of $115,000. The Enforcement Office is continuing to investigate other carriers. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. 2 small planes collide in midair. Nobody is hurt. Smart bombs for Saudis draws a close look by Congress. And Plattsburgh risk takers now look like visionaries. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Mike Fridgen, Vice President of Marketing and Product Development for Faircast. This company offers consumers tips on when to buy airline tickets for the best prices. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. A quick reminder, the Touch and Go will be here Thursday and Friday, but our longer features will not. We'll be back on a normal schedule on Monday after the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.